Hello?
Oh, hi, William.
Yes.
Hey, it's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Doing good.
Good. Good to hear. So I was just following up because I noticed that we're having trouble processing this month's payment, and I didn't know if there's something going on with the card that we have on file.
Wait. What is this for again? I just need a reminder for what this is all about.
It's your Local Splash account.
My Local Splash account. I never told y'all to reactivate it.
So I think what the problem is, William, is in the terms and conditions that you acknowledged with your e-signature, is you agreed to an automatic renewal each month on the 4th, and in order to prevent that charge, you have to call us 3 business days prior. So when you called to pause the account back in September, it went on pause until January 4th. And then in order to prevent that, you would have had to call us prior to that date. And they sent you an email a week ahead of time on December 28th, just letting you know that the payments would resume as normal.
Huh, okay. And how much is owed?
It's $249.
What? $249? Nice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a month-to-month subscription. But let me ask you, when you paused it back then, how come you were wanting to pause it?
I just had to look at some stuff. You know, I just wasn't sure. But
I see.
You know what? I'm just going to cancel the whole thing. I'm not going to do any online marketing or anything. I don't have the money to pay that 200 and something right now.
Cancel it with a past due amount. The good news is that you're only past due that 1 month, because come February 4th, it will reoccur to $498. So what I can suggest for you, because in the time that it was active, you already had 24 clicks to your site through the Facebook ads, and you had some activity going on with the Google verification, so it looks like you were right on the cusp of where this was going to explode with new clients, and that's when you kind of paused everything. So what I can suggest for you is we could remove the Facebook ads, and that would lower your subscription to $149 monthly. Now, with that package,
Yeah, I don't want nothing. I don't want no service from Local Splash or anything. I just wasn't even aware of this. I thought I was going to get called or something. But I guess if it was in terms and conditions, then that was my fault for not clearly reading every fine detail. But for what I owe, I don't have the money to pay for it right now. But I'll see if I can pay it before February comes up. I just don't really want to work with any online marketing campaign for anything right now. It's not going where I want it to go, or you know how I expected it to be. I just don't want a service. If you could put it on there, you know, to cancel it. I don't have the money to pay for it right now, but I will see if I can get it at the end of February. Because, like, how much is the monthly cost?
$249 month to month. However, if your intention is just to settle the past due amount and cancel, I'll still take those Facebook ads off, because when you pay the $249, that gives you a fresh $100 batch of Facebook ads, which you wouldn't be able to use because you would pay it and then they would cancel it right after, right? So I'll take that off at least, so you'll only have to settle $149. And what I would suggest is do it by February 1st or before that date, because come February 4th, that's when the next reoccurring charge would happen. And, you know, obviously I don't want that to happen.
Yeah.
Especially since your intention is just to kind of settle this and cancel. So I'm sending you an email, and it will talk about the payment failing. But it has my extension on there, which is 777. So that way, you know, you can call me, you know, if things, you know, pick up a little bit and you can pay the 149 and then we can get you canceled out right after. If not, I'll follow up with you probably next week, you know, maybe mid to end of next week. Okay.
Yeah, that's fine. I don't, that's perfect. I just wasn't, I forgot all about Local Splash and, you know, where the direction that I thought something was headed. And it's just something I was not expecting. But thanks for reaching out to me and explaining what's going on. I was not aware. I'll just try to cancel or settle the what is it that you said? Just to be able to pay. I really don't.
Past the 149 past due balance, right?
Yeah. I'll just go ahead with that. And I don't need any online marketing, Facebook, Google, whatever
you know,
other services
that
you have.
One thing you could do just to give you more bang for your buck is I noticed that when you signed up with us, you gave us a domain of wmorallisllc.com, and we included a $2,500 website to build on that domain. Normally, they charge extra for it, but whoever signed you up included it at no additional cost. It shows here that they sent you emails to kind of get access to that domain so that we could build the site. And I don't know, do you have access to that domain or no? Because right now the site's down.
Not that I was aware of, because this happened a while back. Maybe, I'm not even sure, probably in October or something, or probably even less.
Okay, yeah, because if you go to wmorallisllc.com, you'll see that the site is down right now. So if you have, like, you know, the who it's obtained by, whether it's a GoDaddy or a Wix or whatever type of domain it is, and the username and the password, once we get the 149 up to speed, I can still have them build that site on the domain. And then what you could do is cancel the program and keep the website and just pay us $49 monthly for the hosting of the site. And I've heard amazing things for people that were involved with having just the hosting, because, you know, obviously a website in and of itself doesn't bring anyone business, right? Usually it's through the, you know, the exposure, the fact that we help people get them found, right? But I've had people tell me, you know, one guy called me and he said, Tina, can you, you know, open up the lead that I see on my site? For some reason, he couldn't open it. And when I opened it, it said, we want to hire you for the $8,000 bid that you offered us last week. And he was blown away. He said, you know what? I didn't get that client through Google. It came to me from another source. I guess he was working with a lead program. And I told him, well, guess what they did after you went out and you bid on that? They did a little bit of due diligence on him. And when they saw that he had a credible website and nice things being posted about him, it actually solidified him in getting that job. So, you know, that might be something. I mean, we don't have to talk about that now because, you know, you need a little bit of time to actually come up with the money. But if you wanted to do that, I think that that would be a good way, like I say, for you to get more bang for your buck, because at least you'll, you know, walk away with a valid website. You know what I mean? And if you can't get in that domain, we can pick a new one for you. Maybe mmorallisllc.net is available, or .org, or maybe mmorallis.com is available. So if you can't get into that domain, you could just let us know, and we could just purchase a new one for you. That's not a problem.
Okay, yeah, that I'll think about it, and I'll just see, because this everything was going good before, you know, New Year's and all that, and the winter came, and I've just been hitting bumpy roads with just paying a bunch of different subscriptions, like insurances and mortgages and car payments, and it just did not go where I wanted it to go. So I'm just trying to elevate some stuff right now, and I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe if I turn it back around, I'll consider it. But as of right now, since like October, things just started coming down, not the way I expected it to be. So that's kind of where I'm just like trying to figure out something else to do.
Yeah, you can't keep paying for all these things and have nothing coming in, right? So I understand.
Yeah.
So with our service, we do let you know in the terms and conditions that typically it takes 30 to 45 days. And that's where it kind of hurt you a little bit, because at the 30-day mark, right when you were ready to, like I say, come to full fruition, that's when you paused everything. So I always tell people, you know, of course you'll see activity within your first month because we start the programming right away. However, it is the second month that you really see the program pop. That's when it comes to full fruition for you. So if you choose to ride it out for the next month, once you pay the $149, I could, you know, push the next billing out 30 days from whatever date it is that you get it up to speed, so you get another full month of service. And that way, it's another way to kind of get more bang for your buck out of what you already paid. But if, you know, you opt to do that, you would just have to remind yourself to, you know, call us before the billing if you choose to turn it off. I don't think you would. Once your phone starts ringing and you see a return on investment, you're probably going to want to keep it, right? But, you know, if you did, you would just have to kind of make a note of, you know, the billing date and, you know, to call us before that if you kept it active.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. All right. I'll just reach back out to me and I'll see how this month goes.
Yeah, you got it. I already sent you the email, so you should have my number. And then, like I said, I'll follow up with you maybe next week around the 17th or the 19th, somewhere around there, okay?
Yeah, perfect.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. You're welcome, William. Have a great rest of your week, too.
You too.
Okay, bye. Thank you. Appreciate that. Bye.